How's it going, Gemma?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I've almost got these transitions down. Not quite, though.
So yeah, we're on episode three already.
Yeah. How are you? Good weekend?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Yeah, lots of stuff. Nice that we have some freedom now. But what about you? Busy?
Yeah, I totally chilled out this weekend. It was good. I went for a walk on Saturday for like 5 hours, just lost track of time.
Wow.
So got rained on, got sunned on, got rained on again. It was good. okay, we've done the pleasantries. Let's jump to what's new, because there's a couple of cool things that are going on. But I can't do it without playing the little intro bit, so we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I spent $5 on that. I need to use it. Okay, I'm going to share my screen here. We're going to show you what's... we slipped in last week. We haven't even actually produced a how-to or anything yet. But we've added some branding to those that are in Pro Plans. So this is the beginning of what should be a lot of branding functionality that's going to keep coming, including eventually Jumbotron and other stuff. But for now, the idea is if you're on a Pro Plan... you can actually add some branding. So this is going to be on the start, when the game's waiting to start, and at the end of the game, a pro host can actually throw their look and feel on there a bit. So you'll see it under settings, branding settings, and you can drop a logo in there. So this is for the night that we host here in Victoria. So we have this live band music bingo thing. We call it Rockstar Nights. It's kind of where the app was born. So you can upload a logo there, put anything you want in there. I'm actually going to update this because what I actually want to say is Rockstar Nights powered by Supersauce. Like that's the band, that's the night. So I'll probably replace that this week. And then you've got a call to action. So there's going to be some sort of like heading. So we've got there, you know, loving Rockstar Nights, ? And then some sort of button and then take someone there. So you could set some sort of global settings that are this is my brand, go to my Facebook page or sign up for my newsletter or whatever you want to do. So it gives everyone, these pro hosts, a chance to do that. But you can actually do it per game as well. So if you actually want to set up a game, say you're going to launch, we'll just go with this one for now. I'll just show you. Don't need any Spotify playback for now. Right down at the bottom, you can actually update the branding settings for this game. So it won't override your global settings, but you could actually, if you're doing a special event and want to do a shout out and do a little image in there. And by the way, anyone that's posting and isn't using Canva yet for just creating an image in 10 seconds, you should be looking at Canva. But anyway, shout out to that company that's killing it. But you can come in here and do a different call to action, send to a different page. Personalize it for the event that you've got going on. So I don't know that I need to show what that looks like, unless you think I should start a game. I don't know that that's necessary. I think
we'll put a video out, won't we, which will show exactly what it looks like. So I think just watch out for that video.
Cool. The other update that I rolled in last night is we've replaced the goofy little bot that we had with a new one. Because I wanted to build a proper help desk. So our FAQ's got some helpful information on it. But it just takes too long to format things in this way. So we've actually signed up for a service called Crisp, which is fantastic. Can't believe how easy it is to use. And they don't do goofy pricing like Intercom and others that, you know, this whole contact us for a quote and then we might tell you what we're going to charge you. I can't deal with that stuff. So that was literally what I was looking for as an alternative to Intercom. And I came across this Crisp company. So, this will be linked on the footer soon in the website, but is already in that chat box where you can search is help.rockstar.bingo. And so we've actually got the beginnings of all sorts of help information. We can pop content in there. People can self-serve. we can throw videos in there. This would be very easy for us to keep this content fresh and updated. So there's lots of tips and tricks that we can share based on the experience and feedback we're getting from everybody, as well as the Facebook group where, you know, folks are starting to share with each other, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a good place to sort of find all the information that hosts could need.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and then you and I can just pump that content in there really quickly. And when you're connecting with chat, you know, you're literally connecting to me or Gemma. Like, it's, there's real people behind these pseudo bots, except when we're not. what's coming up very soon is going to be this pricing system will change too, possibly even this week. So we won't need to do this contact for a quote anymore. We'll actually be able to just sign up for a host and get them rolling. So I'm excited about that, because at the end of the day, something has to pay for this system. So so with that, I think we should bring in our friend Adam Donaldson, otherwise known as the Kilted Kangaroo, unless you have more to add.
No, let's bring him on.
Okay, one more $5 click. All right. Oh, I'm still sharing.
Hello, Adam.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well, very well.
Good. So you're based in Stirling, Scotland, is that right?
Yes, central Scotland. I live just a wee bit away from Stirling, but that's where I do most of my entertainment stuff, is in Stirling for the sort of midweek work. And that's where I host my Rockstar Bingo night. So,
Stirling. Where is Stirling in relation to Edinburgh and Fife?
So it's halfway between Edinburgh and Glasgow, but slightly north. So, yeah, halfway between, but just up a bit.
That's where my family came from. My dad's from Glasgow, and my aunts live in Fife, which is not that far from Edinburgh. So,
yeah, no, that's all. Oh, that's not a big. Scotland's not exactly the biggest. Everything's quite accessible, so it's all close enough.
Cool. I just rolled in here from the gym, so I'm still, like, my head is, like, still pumping from doing push-ups and stuff. So. Plus, I might get hair loss, too, which, as we've already talked about.
You're in good company, so it's fine.
Yeah. Do you use a one on that, or how do you do that?
No, I just go straight down to the skin.
And then just, really?
That's a wee bit of growth coming back. Yeah,
I'm like, I only cut it like 3 days ago, and it's already fuzzy. Like, it's no longer.
Yeah, it comes back quick. Comes back quick.
Cool.
No, why don't you go and give us a bit of an introduction about what you do, where you're from, your background, and how you host Music Bingo?
So, I am a singer in a band. Do functions, weddings. Do some original stuff as well, but I think as musicians know, that's not necessarily how you make the money. It's kind of doing the corporate or the weddings. So that's weekend work. So during the week, I was predominantly doing open mic nights, music stuff like that. Then started doing karaoke hosting as well, and then started doing quiz hosting. And I'm now doing four nights a week in the one bar, the Kilted Kangaroo. So the other option that we kind of looked at was to do something like Music Bingo. We had a previous DJ did that, so the system needed changed. So after the sort of COVID period, I was looking into various options, and you guys kind of flagged up as the best option out there to do a Music Bingo night that worked. So I now host that on a Tuesday night in the Kilted Kangaroo from 9 o'clock. And it's a good popular night so far.
I didn't know you were a musician. And I didn't know you played weddings. Have you thought about using it as a band, kind of like where this app started? Because it's pretty badass, man. It's people love.
Yeah, I find it interesting because anytime I'm listening to stuff, you know, you talk about the bingo in different ways and how it gets used differently. You've talked about how it can be used in drive-through settings. I was talking about baseball games and stuff. And from my perspective, I can't get my head around how that works. Like, doesn't, like. Because I've never used it in that way, and it's not something I really thought about. But in our environment, our setting, it works really well. So I'm intrigued, but it's not something I've looked at doing.
Well, let me tell you that. So, sorry to cut you off. We did it in a drive-thru a couple of weeks ago, and folks loved it because you're basically waiting for dark. And you got a big screen, you've got speakers, you're pummeling the music into their cars. What else are you going to do while you're waiting for an hour, right? So people were actually, it's just a way to play the game. And so now they can put sponsors information up on the screen. So that's your prizes too, right? So for a drive-in, it's kind of a no-brainer. Where this app started was Rockstar Nights, which is this live band music bingo. And folks love it. We're getting the same people back every week, and then they're bringing their friends. So they just keep layering on. So the reason we did this was it's really hard to break into bars and stay there, especially with a band like ours, where we're really good, but we're really introverted. So you get your friends come out once to see you, and then they never come again. Like, they come to support you once, and they're like, yeah, I did that. And then the excuses start coming. So you really need to create if you want to play every week, you need to have a concept that draws people. And so Music Bingo brings people back. And to us, we kind of treat it like a piano bar. You know, we have like dueling pianos and two folks playing and getting the crowd into it and letting them sing along. So it totally works. And that we just keep upping our game with that. So it for a musician, it's awesome. We've got 350 tunes in our playlist, but we only know 60 of them beginning to end. The rest, it's just like, you just need to know a snippet, right? And if you don't know a part, well, Armin will just play it with cat fart noises on his piano, right? Like, it doesn't matter. He's just having a good time. But the other thing is we always say it's musical blue balls. Like, just when you get to the good part, you just have to bail on the song, and that's always tough too. So
So for a residency band kind of thing in a good bar, that kind of works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but say if I'm doing, like, we're on different weddings every weekend or whatever, you've kind of got, it's a different environment. But yeah, I think if you were doing a residency, then I can see that that's maybe something I could look at. But
yeah, our main goal is to get big corporate gigs. Like, the band is known and the concept is known. And so we're getting invites like we've never gotten before. So we're getting invited to the big, well-paying gigs because they've seen the act. We're just getting the exposure that we want. So now it's just we call it a paid rehearsal every week, which is, and we're having a blast. So,
what kind of music does your band do? Adam, are you a sort of genre or?
My own stuff.
Your stuff?
Yeah, my own stuff's predominantly solo. Because again, if you've got a band, you've got to pay other people to play. So I just kind of work on it myself. It's singer-songwritery stuff. I'm trying to expand. My last EP came out a couple of months ago on Spotify, and it's a bit different. So, and I've got a new one due out in the next month. So, yeah, just trying to diversify and do different stuff and keep moving forward. But it's music at the end of the day. It's subjective. You know, you could be the best trained musician and nobody will like your stuff, you know. But if you do something catchy or get a hook, then people like it, then you fly. So it's just, might not be everyone's taste, but it's out there. We'll see it again whenever, if people like it.
Do you slip one of your tracks in, like at a wedding? Like, you'll do a couple covers and then slide one in and see if anyone notices? Or?
Not at the weddings. No, not at the weddings. Aww. When I play in bars, you know, when I play in bars and stuff, you can get away with that, no bother. So I throw a couple in. When I'm DJing, like when I'm doing the bingo or something, I'll maybe put one on between the games or things just to. There's a couple of guys who are friends or like people who know some of my tunes, so they always kind of like have a wee laugh and notice that I've played it. You know, because if the people don't notice you've put it on, then that's probably a good thing, because it's not like, what's that rubbish? You know, it kind of works. But yeah, I wouldn't do it at weddings. I think the set list has got to be it's a bit too regimented to set list at a wedding for us. You know, they've got to know every song kind of thing.
Yeah,
so I don't think I'll get away with that.
Interesting. Why the kilted kangaroo? I mean, clearly Scotland, but what's the kangaroo element?
It's Australian. It's an Aussie. It's a Scottish Aussie bar. It's originally was called Outback, but there was some issue with some other place called Outback. So it's now called the Kilted Kangaroo. Yeah, I think so. So it's the Kilted Kangaroo. Been in Stirling for over 10 years, maybe 15, I don't know exactly. I've been working there for probably about 12.
Wow.
Doing open mic and then carrying on doing other nights. But
yeah, so that's the venue. You're not the Kilted Kangaroo then?
The Kilted Kangaroo is the venue.
You've become one now.
Yes. Yeah, I just kind of, that's where I do all my entertainment stuff during the week. So it's a very fun venue that doesn't take itself too seriously. You know, it does good food, good entertainment. It's popular student town, so it gets a lot of students, but it does get a lot of, well, it gets everyone, you know, it's a good mixed crowd that comes in, so enjoyable.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So your music bingo night's on a Tuesday. Is that mainly a
Yeah.
student crowd, or is that a sort of mix?
Is mixed, but so last week was Freshers Week in Stirling, so all
Okay.
the students just arrived, so that was crazy. And we did three, like, so we usually play two games. So I'm saying usually, we've only been running for what's it like 6 weeks or something, maybe longer. But you usually do two games. It's usually a younger crowd that come in. But last week was, say, very student heavy. I'm expecting it to be student heavy from now through till Christmas. They'll go home for a few weeks, then they'll be back. Summer will kind of be a mixed, but yeah, predominantly the young student crowd. So it feels a bit more like doing like group karaoke
Yeah.
than doing a bingo, which I'm really enjoying. I'm loving the atmosphere we're creating when we're doing it. And that's what I keep thinking about when you were talking about doing it with a band or doing different things and doing different places. It seems to be able to use it in different settings and it works. But our setting, I think it's very playlist focused. If I'm picking the right songs, you're saying about the blue balls thing, I just wait till the drop, and just about the drop, click it on to the next song, and you can see all these girls looking around with this raging face of like, why have you stopped it there?
Yeah.
But then the next song kicks in, and they're suddenly like, you're forgiven like that because the next song's a banger as well, and they're just like, oh. So they get excited. So as long as the playlist's good, you can make enemies and friends within seconds because they're just like raging, excited, and it goes down so
Dude,
well, and they're singing along. So,
well, can that bar do live music? Like, or is it only like, is there a stage there?
yeah. So,
So,
say tonight I do open mic and it's small stage. We've got an outside space that we put on like summer events, and they'll have like a stage set up outside in the beer garden because I think we've got the biggest beer garden in the district, so. They do a lot of stuff like that, but internally there's not a lot of space for a band. So it's usually just acoustic stuff, soloists and DJ stuff.
You could do it as a solo too, but so I'll tell you two things
Yeah.
that really work. One, when you cut them off at the song and they keep going, when the band can rejoin, right? Because there's no
Yeah.
sort of like timing the play button. People lose their minds over that. They're just like, oh my God, I'm part of the show now. Like there's
Yeah,
this
yeah.
moment that happens all the time. And then the other element that we've introduced and we're starting to kind of be able to do because we're actually like 88% faxed here now, so it's getting better here. We call it scaryoki. So if you win a row, you can come up and play scaryoki. So scaryoki is we pick which song you're going to sing. You don't get to pick. So you can't go out and go,
Yeah.
well, I can kill, whatever song. It's we're picking for you. So you can choose to sing it and go for it, and people do, and that's fun. Or if they don't want to do the song, that's okay too. Like some people are shy or not want to do it, but now you can auction your song off, at which point someone might buy you a beer. And someone else wants the song, they'll buy two beers, or they'll buy you a dinner and a beer, or a hug, or and it just creates this whole element of fun. Awesome. It totally
Yeah,
works.
so yeah.
So,
what prizes do you guys give out? I think I've seen, is it on Instagram? There's Southern Comfort. Is it Southern Comfort?
Yes. Yeah, so we get different endorsements in the pub from, different reps to promote different nights. So Southern Comfort was one of the ones that got on board at the start and, handed us a box of prizes. So we just brand it in that way. He's talking stuff like t-shirts, hats, that kind of thing. So we're doing a prize for a line, then a prize for the house, and then again doing a second game prize for a line, prize for a full house.
Okay,
Seems to go
that's cool.
like again, students and the young ones, they love getting just the
Stash.
stuff from all that stuff. Like it doesn't have to be big expensive prizes. Like last
Yeah.
week when I was doing it, I was giving away loads of these t-shirts and they were just loving it. Freshers week and they're getting free t-shirts.
Yeah.
Does life get any better? There was beads as well. Southern Comfort gave us these like threaded beads and they came in gold, green, pink, silver, just plastic beads, and they were loving it. Just it was like the best thing ever, but
Oh,
just cheap, cheap promotional stuff. But that worked
yeah.
really well for those nights. And I say we're giving away a voucher as well for the house prize, so they get like a voucher for to spend in the pub as well. So yeah, it seems to work quite well.
Yeah. No, because I think I saw on there, so obviously I see their social media stuff because I'm bringing it
Yeah.
up, but I saw they sponsored some is it Stirling University, like basketball or netball team or something?
So the bar, again, because there's all these uni teams and these different societies, we usually try and get involved with a couple of them, sponsor them. I couldn't tell you the details of what the sponsorship includes, but you know, there's like, I think currently we've got netball, basketball. I think there's another one that escapes me. But so it's just to create a link, you know, we'll do stuff for them, so they'll come down and that's where they'll start their social nights. They'll get their discount and stuff as well. So yeah, it's just, we try and, we want to be the go-to place for the students in the town. So, and we seem to have a lot of them.
Yeah, because when I was at university, I went to Loughborough. But obviously for our fundraiser nights, like if you were going on tour, you'd do a fundraiser to raise money for your kit or your flights or something like that. I was just wondering whether you could do like a Rockstar Bingo fundraiser where they like put money in for a card or something like that. It might be a different option for a fundraiser.
Yeah, there's same. I think there's loads of options. You know, there's loads of ways we can use it. And I think if we are doing certain events, like even like Christmas party nights, we'll be putting Christmas party nights on.
Yeah.
I don't know how many we'll be doing this year because, again, just the way things have all been with restrictions. Mm-hmm. But, like, for us to be able to offer the Christmas party night would usually be, you know, your food, then a bit of acoustic music, Santa comes in with presents, and then there's, like, and it's however many hours of DJ. But to be able to throw in something like the bingo as well or, like, a bit of karaoke or something like that, it's just another thing that, you know, another string of the bow that they can kind of show off and maybe encourages people in. I'm intrigued about Loughborough, though. One of our bar managers went down to Loughborough for a year, so I'll quiz you about that later, see if you know him. But
yeah, no, that'd be
not
good.
Not embarrassing online.
No, because I think, Sean, we've spoken about sort of seasonal branding, haven't we, on Rockstar Bingo? So perhaps if, when it comes to Christmas time, maybe the card will change colour to red, or who knows what could come, but make it a bit more jazzy at Christmas. Yeah. Quite cool.
I'm like I love these things, but it's not my forte. Like I think, oh, that must be quite simple to do, but I have no idea how you do it. Like operating systems, no idea. But yeah, it seems like it should be straightforward enough, and I think it would look really good to be able to do that. You know, all for that.
Anything is possible, and so, you know, I showed a bit of custom branding where you can throw your logo on it. You know, in the future, maybe you could set the game to be your colors, like if you had a brand that involved your own colors. I don't know if you're experiencing the same thing over in the UK, but here in Canada, even saying Merry Christmas is now can be offensive to some, right? So now it's always Happy Holidays, or, you know, like, so I don't think as Rockstar Bingo we can all of a sudden make the game red and green, because there'll just be a certain group of people that are just going to decide that that's a problem. So
you'll always get someone that wants to complain, or you'll always get one person who's offended.
Yeah, so it'll be a host-driven decision. I don't think as an app we will ever make like the start screen before your brand is on it some sort of thing. It would just be, it's still this lovely purple Barney thing going on, and then we enter your space. Yeah, and then you choose. Yeah. And yeah, actually, one thing we do want to do in the future, too, is give you, as a pro host, your own join link, so that when you go there, even the pre-branding is yours. Because right now, if you just go to rockstar.bingo/join, it's still our app until your game starts. But, you know, you're paying a premium. We want to give you the ability to create your own QR code, your own link, and it just feels like your own app as soon as you hand that around. So I don't think that'll be much longer either. Definitely, the roadmap has lots of things on it, so we'll see where we end up.
Good.
Yeah. Nice. But what about, I think we've spoken about live screens or screens before.
Yeah.
So, well, we like to ask every host this question. What would you like to see on the Rockstar Bingo app, if anything was possible?
I'd say the live screen thing excites me, because I say doing karaoke stuff, doing quiz trivia hosting, they all seem to have some sort of live screen section that just extends, you know, like we use when we're doing Zoom meetings, etc. And it's just having that option to be able to manipulate that to show certain stuff. I think originally I was using another piece of software to send a live screen, and then having to edit a file that you'd sent across, you know, to put the code in, the game code in.
Yeah.
So I was having to like edit that after the first game as well, and then send it across again, where if it was just like a live screen, there was an option just to add the code in, and that went up on the ticker tape of that that would just be so simple and would just make life so much easier. Recently, I've just been doing like the single screen and just, so I've not actually, the thing I was using allowed me to have multiple screens, like a slideshow. But again, it was just a bit more effort than I was willing to do for, where if I just send one single screen that's just a still, it just sits there and everyone can see it. You know, when the screens change into different ads, people are like, oh, what? And try to scan it and then missing it. And so I'm just having one single screen. So some sort of live screen thing that works nicely and has the option to add a little ticker tape for whether the bar's got a deal on or you're wanting to see what's on next week, or, you know, maybe it does have like a slideshow feature, but the QR code for this game is in the corner of all of them, you know, just sits in the corner and never changes. So whatever screen is on, advertising, whatever you've got, but that QR code's always in the corner for the game that's active. You know, that would just make everything simple and flow better.
Makes sense, right? Because someone just wanders into the bar and you don't want the host to have to keep shouting that out. You probably put your avatar name up there, like who the host is. The ticker tape idea is interesting. So like sort of like subtle bar messaging or whatever. Having a video element, like pulling in a YouTube video or something, like have it, because like in the app right now, we can tell the name of the song. And like, if you've ever used the co-host screen, I'm a fan of the whole live band experience, but having the lyrics there, they come from Genius 80% of the time, 20% of the time, they're terrible. Genius has not mailed this in or nailed this in, but at the very least, we could probably like figure out from YouTube and present a video up there, and it would be like the background music. So if it's Rick Astley's Never Give You Up, you've got him dancing in his trench coat in the background or something, right? So it might not be that hard to do it, except when it's wrong. So
yeah, see, that's
when it's wrong that you're busy. So
yeah, that's kind of beyond my realms of understanding how you would do that. So it's not something I would think about. But yeah, like if you could do that and there was some sort of background video came up, because I think that was the only resistance I got at the start from the like the manager, was that there wasn't like a visual aspect really to it, where the guy who was doing the previous version of what we were running as Musical Bingo, he was making up videos, and it was just the amount of effort that he was having to go to create one video was just obscene. You know, it's like it wasn't simple, so it's not really sustainable long term. So that's why I think like with the Spotify idea, you know, you can just make your playlist and use your playlist, because it's getting randomized every time you use it. It's just brilliant. But to do the video thing, it was so difficult. But I think if you could, if you could do something where that would flash up, that'd be amazing. But I say that's beyond
my... people would need premium YouTube accounts for that, because otherwise the commercials kick in too. So you'd, you know, it's whether the host really wants to invest in a premium YouTube account, premium Spotify account. You know, those fees can add up. But certainly could add it as an option. So
yeah,
it's interesting. Maybe even if we just detect like a keyword from the song, like if it's a Christmas song, we grab a Christmas tree, like just some sort of visual, right? Like we don't have to do video. It could just be some sort of,
you could have 100 visuals set up that are just linked. And then, as you say, if that song has a certain, whether it's pop or whatever, and it just goes to one of the generic, however many on that side, it would maybe just be a bit more interesting to have that visual in the background, but it's not the focus. You know, I like the fact that people are sitting there thinking about what's the song, where before, say, the version we were looking at had the name of the song on the screen, so there was like the music video and the name of the song. It's just like, you just had to watch the screen and push the button. Like, it wasn't, or caution, you know, sheet. Where this one's like, no, you need to kind of know the song. Which,
so it could be like
that element.
Yeah, it'd be like a bank of videos which are kind of like tagged, wouldn't it? So say like Dua Lipa or Justin Bieber came on, they could be pop or like something like that.
Just go to the pop ones, and there's 40 pop videos that are generic within that style. So it's and then whether it's a smooth jazz one or whether it's a heavy metal one, you know. Yeah, like to make it a bit more generic, but then just add a visual aspect might be quite cool.
But I don't think it
needs to be specifically, you don't need to see Justin Timberlake doing
yeah
you know that song when that song comes on. That's just, that seems a bit extreme to me to kind of have to go to the effort to do that. For what? You know, it's, you're wanting to learn the song. You need to know the song to win the game.
So, like, if maybe it detected country music, you'd just have a video of a guy shooting his dog or something. Like, it would, that would be...
Yes.
Perfect. So we could, that actually makes a lot of sense, because we probably, putting Justin Bieber up there, it's probably copyrights and stuff. But if it was just a generic video that went with the style, huh? Okay, well, thank
you. You would still have to have quite a lot of them, though, I think, because over an hour, and depending how long your games are and how it's, you know, there would have to be quite a bank of them. But
that's easy enough, though. That's what Canva's for.
Yeah,
build a whole bunch of them, throw them up on Vimeo, tag them, read them. Oh man, Gemma, please write that down, because I don't have a notepad with me. But that's a keeper. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, I will make that happen at some point.
Good.
Someday.
When COVID did hit for you guys, obviously you weren't hosting Rockstar Bingo at that point. Did you do anything to sort of keep the entertainment going at the Kilter Kangaroo, or was it just a bit of a quiet period?
So the pub was shut for God knows how long. It then reopened to do food, but again, we couldn't do any in-house entertainment. But I think I would say I was very fortunate. I've got a very good relationship with the bar, the management, and they were very supportive, and they basically paid me to still host the quiz that I do online and the open mic online. So we ran the quiz via Zoom and the open mic via Instagram. Only did the open mic for a couple of months, because I think the novelty wore off for a lot of people on like live music things.
Yeah.
In certain ways, you know. So that didn't really have the longevity, but the quiz ran throughout. So we were doing quiz every Wednesday night via Zoom, and still getting, you know, a dozen teams logging in and doing that. And they say the pub paid me to do that, and they still provided vouchers for the winners. So there was a few people turned up after lockdown with a few hundred pounds of vouchers to spend. Like, it was, yeah, so it was really good. I realise how fortunate I am to have the pub behind me doing that. They were brilliant too, because that was basically my only source of income for what was the best part of 16 months. So,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're a good bar, so I'm not going to help them.
Okay, so this is one question we like to ask all of our hosts. How would you describe Rockstar Bingo in 3 words? On the spot.
Yeah. Crazy public karaoke, something along those lines.
That's good.
Yeah, it's kind of like how it feels for us. You know, I think it's very playlist centric for me. It depends what songs we're picking.
Yeah.
As long as we're picking the right songs in my playlist, it goes down well.
Yeah.
And like, if you put on Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, everyone starts singing, the whole pub's singing. And then I'll just say, like, you know, there's an extra bonus prize going out to the best singers tonight. And every time you put on a sing-along, they're just, like, there's tables of girls singing over tables of girls singing over that table of girls. They just love it. So, and it just gets really loud and entertaining.
Yeah.
And then last week, the Cha-Cha Slide came on. You know, I try and put, like, a dance song in, like, as in a sequence dance, not rave dance. Like, you know, one with And so the Macarena.
Oh, but yeah.
We did the Cha-Cha Slide, and the pub was, like, they were all up on their feet.
Really?
I'll send you the video across. They were doing the Cha-Cha Slide, like, all about the place. So I had to leave the full song on, because they were all up doing the Cha-Cha Slide. Which,
that's great.
You know, I didn't really expect, but I like putting a song like that in the playlist every time, so that you've got that option. But,
Yeah,
crazy public karaoke is probably the best way to kind of go for us.
Yeah, that's great. No. And obviously, I mean, we have a lot of questions sort of coming in to us about, oh, do we do paper cards? Is there any way of printing paper cards? And we sort of are quite firm on the stance of we are the virtual paperless option. I mean, we're trying to be sustainable and trying to be modern, and in an industry where obviously things are moving that way, you are trying to be eco-friendly. Have you ever come across someone who doesn't want to use it on their phone, or how would you sort of get around that? Yeah, have you?
Yeah, I get it because, again, I've come at this. That was one of the reasons I looked into this one, and it was one of the things that excited me about Rockstar Bingo was, so we use a quiz software. There's various quiz softwares that's all on your phone. And I got a lot of resistance when we started doing that because people were like, oh, I just want to write the answers down. Can I get a paper sheet? And I was like, we don't do it on paper. Because the way the software works for the quiz is you tap the answer, that goes, I then announce the answer, and everyone sees the answer, and the person that tapped it quickest gets bonus points. And it's all straight to the laptop, and the scores are added up. I don't have to mark sheets. It's simple. And it's COVID-friendly is the sort of term we're using a lot of time now. So, again, karaoke, the system I use is the same. I don't have to hand out little tickets. It's an app. People go on, they scan my QR code, they search through the song list on the app, and then they just send it to me. So I get it on my laptop, it comes in. Gemma wants to sing, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. There, it's on my set list, done. You know, it's COVID-friendly. So when I saw that you guys were doing this, and I think there's a couple of your, bits on social media that were, the paperless were, eco-friendly, we're doing this. And I was like, yeah, that's the way we need to be going, because even just the wastage and the effort, if we don't want to be all eco-friendly, it's just hassle. All the extra papers, just hassle. The printing out's just hassle. So just go on or just scan the QR code. It's on your phone. Use it. Yeah, there's always a couple of people who are like, oh,
yeah,
I want, can I get paper? You go, no, this is how it works. And they're like, it's not very inclusive. Like, well, it's the future. This is how we go. Embrace it, move on. That's I'm very pro paperless.
Oh, cool. Oh, Sean, what have you put on the screen?
Look at that. How about that as a prototype for the Jumbotron?
Yes,
detects rock music. Put the game code up there, put your host name, put something else in there, maybe a ticker tape. Actually, I forgot about the ticker tape, but we just pull in some generic video, right? That would totally work.
Yeah, and how long has that taken you to do?
What's
that? 3 minutes.
Yeah, I was not paying attention when I was doing that. So
three times 100, Sean, I think you should have this up by the end of tonight,
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to do in Canva. It's not
I'm joking.
But this could totally work. I could see totally doing that. So you wait. You'll have we'll give you a shot.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Awesome.
Oh, Adam. Well, sorry, you go.
On you go.
No, after you.
No, I was just saying, I'm very pro the app thing. It just makes it simpler as a host going in and doing something. It's one less thing for me to worry about having lifted. Did I print out the sheets or, did I print them out in the pub? Then is that another cost for them? It's just no. Just get your phone out. Who's not got a phone in their pocket these days? Realistically, some of the quiz guys I know, they have tablets, just cheap tablets that they've acquired, bought from secondhand shops or whatever, that they've cleaned up and just got that they can hand out for quiz. Realistically, you could do that as well. It's maybe a bit extreme, but if you've got two or three of them in your bag, does that cover all the people that don't carry mobile phones? It's
probably.
That's very interesting, because you can get an Android tablet off of Amazon for $50. It's not going to be a great device, but it'll do the job. And the other one is if grandma wants to come and play, usually grandma just could borrow someone else's, the kid's phone,
or
have them just people like Gemma had it, right? Which is just, okay, well, maybe two of you at the table will share the game. You just don't dab your own game. That's okay too. So
I was kind of promoting that a couple of times. Again, we've had discussions when I was setting up about numbers and how many people you can get on it and stuff. And sometimes there's tables, and when I'm going around explaining, I'm kind of saying, well, you can play yourself. You all five of you could play individually, or you could split off and maybe have two games going, because you might not know all the songs. So if you team up, you try to help each other, or you're competing against each other. And I think on quiz, there's a couple of teams coming to the quiz with an iPad, and they use the iPad at the table for the table of five of them, and they're all answering on the one iPad. So, you might get teams kind of more inclined to do that, depending on what the prizes are. I find a lot of time when you look, because you can click on and see what the cards are and how many they've clicked, it's kind of good to see that some of them don't actually play. You know, they maybe do one song and then they've not been playing since. So they've got 15 songs on their card that have been out, but they've not been clicking them. But if they're playing as a group, then they're maybe just focusing on one card or two cards. So, but yeah, maybe using tablets for that as well. Covers the bases.
Yeah.
I never thought about just encouraging just buying a couple of tablets. Because it is, it's the outliers. It's maybe 5 to 10% of the audience, if that. That's what we're, we do it live with the band, and occasionally I have to troubleshoot. And it's almost always someone that has their Safari settings in their phone to incognito. Like they just, because they're clearly using what we call porn mode. And forget, and certain apps don't work well in that mode. So, but that's about the only thing that we run into.
I've had a couple of issues with Teams logging in, and I've never thought about that. That's maybe.
Yeah, and it's hit or miss, because you can go into Safari, for example, and say don't allow cookies and stuff. And some people they'll read somewhere that cookies are bad, and they're not bad. It's the site you're visiting's bad. So, so they'll be have told by a friend who's an expert to use incognito mode, and so you can always tell, right? On an iPhone, it's the darker browser window. So if it's not, it's visual. So I could just tell every time. And so how long have you been using this? And we have trouble with websites all the time. So I should be charging for this. I should literally be sending these people a bill at the bar as I fix their mobile device problems.
Just take a prize back off them when they win. That's
yeah, that's right. Cool.
Awesome. It's been great having you on, Adam. No, it's been great chatting about how you host Music Bingo and what you imagine, what you can see coming, and how you utilize it. So, no, thank you. Thank you very much for your time and coming on with us.
No, it's a pleasure to get sort of input early doors on something that I think could be really successful. So, it's nice to be involved. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Well, even just talking to that Jumbotron thing, like that won't be hard to do. But that's pretty awesome. I never thought about a video back overlay. I was just thinking it was to be a solid color. And it's probably an option that you could give the host. Like, do you want something solid, my wallpaper, or do you want the video to play? And we'll just grab a style. This is a rocky tune. This is a jazzy tune versus trying to outsmart it.
I see. I'll send you some videos of stuff because there's more to be discussed on that side. But I appreciate the feedback.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Well, good luck with your open mic tonight, and chat to you soon.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay, thanks for coming. Bye. Well, that was awesome, and I know exactly what the Jumbotron is going to look like now. So I'll have to have a little chat with Matt.
I did not
visualize the video at all. Never even I knew we'd want some sort of element there, but that is actually super simple. And in my mind, I was thinking we'd grab something from YouTube and then try to outsmart what people are looking at. But if you just go generic and give them something and still give the audience like a new patron, the game code, plus the host can put their brand on there and the ticker tape thing, probably have to add that. But you don't need much else on there, right?
No. But I think we also forgot to mention that Adam's the first UK host. Well, real life Rockstar Bingo host. I mean, definitely the first in Scotland. I know that, hosting in a pub. So the Kilter Kangaroo were the first UK pub hosting Rockstar Bingo. So good job, Adam, for getting on there with Music Bingo in a pub first.
Yeah, I was going to say the Binky folks, definitely the first folks in the UK.
Get Binky were first, but they are virtual. But hopefully we'll be able to get Binky on soon, won't we? And have a chat through how they do it on YouTube as well. So, no, I think this podcast is all about exploring how people can host Music Bingo. And there are so many different hosts hosting it in different ways. So just to give other entertainers and venues options to expand their entertainment is what we're trying to do.
That's a great way to cap it off.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that?
Yeah. Come back for episode 4.
See you later, Jeff. Good.
Chat to you soon. Bye.
Bye.